Are you surprised to hear from me? Because I'm surprised to be here. It's been a minute. It's really been a minute. And I don't know, even the last time that I decided to come on here and make a podcast and do the whole podcast thing. I don't know, and I'm not gonna check, honestly. Before I get started, I just want to admit that I've never gone back and really listened to my older episodes. Literally have not. And maybe when I get over hearing myself talk, I will be able to go do that. But so far, have steered clear from that. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like talking today and hearing myself articulate things, and I feel like with these podcasts, like, nobody else is really critiquing me or anything like that, so I can do that to myself, and it's more like I'm practicing communication and articulation and presenting a topic, and just like, it's kind of like public speaking. And I'm not even gonna compare it to real public speaking, but just like the skill of making a coherent speech, and emphasis on the coherence part, because I think something that I really lack in this whole skill is structure, and not just jumping from one point to another point and then coming back to that point and making really abstract statements and not making concrete ones that are easy to follow, easy to understand, and easy to relate to. So I feel like I'm just gonna work on that a little bit and see how I do this time. And yeah, we'll keep that intention going for the rest of this. Essentially, what I wanted to talk about is this whole idea of being able to trust in life, to be able to have faith in life, and trust where you are right now, even if it feels like you're lacking purpose, or, you know, you don't really understand where you're going. Just take that in for a sec. Like, have you ever experienced that? Do you know somebody else that's experiencing that? And to what degree is their mental health also affected by those concerns of the concern is not necessarily knowing where you're going or what you're doing. And yes, you might have things to do in a day and you keep yourself busy and you know, you're existing, but it's like, do I really know what I'm doing? Does it have purpose? Like, does this all make sense? You know, is it all worth it? Like, where am I? That kind of feeling. And I don't know if this is a particular word, if you can call this I cannot say that word. Hold on, I'm like gonna go to Google and existentialism. Do you know? You know what I'm talking about. This is really sad. Are you ready?
Existentialism.
That was very loud. Yeah, that word. And now that I'm here, an approach which emphasizes the existence of the individual person as a free and responsible agent determining their own development through acts of the will. Right. So, glad I got the definition and the pronunciation. Essentially, I guess that's what it is, right? It's like, since you're an individual and you're going by your own choices and your own free will, it's just kind of that worry that, am I doing it right? Am I doing it? Is it all making sense at the end of the day? And I think a lot of people honestly might have this concern, but maybe you're in college or university and you're in this structured path and you're not really questioning it, and you're able to move one foot in front of the other and keep yourself going, and so it doesn't really bother you as much. But maybe deep down you're kind of like, is this really what I want to be doing? You know, but it's kind of very buried down there, and maybe you don't care. Maybe you just need something to do, and where you are right now is good enough. But I think a lot of people have expressed this kind of, not even gonna try to say the word again, but this feeling of, am I doing it right? And so, yeah, enough talking about that. Essentially, I kind of wanted to say that I, today especially, have been feeling that way. And I would say it's mainly because I think everybody in my community, my age, is kind of like going through this one path of life that is very structured and, you know, calculated, and they're going to their classes at college and living on campus and doing the whole student, college student life thing. And I'm also in university, I'm taking courses, I'm also doing it in my house, and I'm not necessarily living on a campus, but I think I'm really blessed to be in the program that I am in, because it feels very curated to me in terms of the courses. But of course my day-to-day life looks so different from everybody else. And of course there's social impediments from, because of not staying on a campus and instead of staying at home. So it's kind of like confusing sometimes to not be in the herd, you know? And it's just kind of like, I'm able to take a morning walk at 11:15 in the morning, and everyone else is not able to do that, you know? It's like I never see anybody my age just having the ability to do that, because it's like they're doing something or they're going to their class or, you know, blah blah blah. It's like I'm in my neighborhood, I'm going on a walk, and it's, I felt like in that moment today when I was on my walk, I was half really enjoying it because it was a really pretty sunny day and there was nobody outside. Everyone was probably at work or something. And I was just enjoying this walk with some nice music. And another part of me was like, this is so weird. Like, what are we doing? You know, like, is this okay? That was the kind of question that was going in my head. Like, what am I doing? Is this okay? Like, am I supposed to be somewhere else that I'm not currently? And then the third part of me was kind of like, don't, like, not really validating that previous feeling, and it was just kind of like, stop, you're wasting this great walk, just like, let's move on, it's not really that big of a deal. And so this dialogue kind of starts in my head, and I'm just going on this walk, and the walk just ends up being a dialogue between all these voices, and it's just like, I kind of settled on going back to this idea that I have faith in life. And what I mean by that is, I think people put their faith normally in, or stereotypically, you know, you put your faith in God or your idea of God. And maybe sometimes you use different words for that, like the universe, or source, or, you know, like pure consciousness. And I think for me, my word for that is life. Because I've explained this before, but not on this podcast. So it was like, I interact with life on a daily basis, but if I use other words, I don't feel like I can relate to interacting with those words. You know, if I think about interacting with the universe, for example, that's a very abstract word, and I feel like I just can't relate to it. And so for me, it's like life, because I interact with life every day, every moment, you know? And life is interacting with me, and it's just, we both are connected because I'm alive. I exist. And so therefore life breathes into me, and I'm affected by life, and life teaches me lessons, and life also gives me amazing experiences, and love and joy, right? So it's just kind of this relationship that is inevitable. And I feel like life is so wise, like so unbelievably wise. Here it is, just like conducting 7 billion lives in different ways, in all the ways that are needed to be conducted, you know, in the perfect manner, so that everything exists the way it is. It's just like this beautiful order that is so magnificent. And I use that word because there's just like so many variations of life, so many different iterations of human life. And it's like my life experience is not even the same as yours, and not even the same as my own family. So it's like, you know, this is just this thing that we all interact with, but it also has like this grand scheme of order. And if you're kind of hearing that and you're like, I don't really know about order in life, well, I kind of agree that there is also chaos, of course, but it's almost like the chaos sometimes is needed to bring order. And I'm gonna just use the example of my own life, where I've had just really tough experiences and hard times, like I'm sure we all have, and that's shaped me in the greater picture to be a better person. And I feel like a lot of the time, a lot of people can attest to this and say that, yeah, I've had this experience and it was really tough, but it molded me, and I wouldn't be who I am today without that experience. And it's just like, it's there to show us our strength. It's also there to break down our ego and all the things, right? So life is this like beautiful teacher. And I think in the hardest moments, knowing that, like when I look back at the hardest moments and knowing that I've gotten out of that and I have actually gotten to be a better person, I've really started to develop trust and faith in life. And this has not just happened once, right? This has happened so many times and to so many people. Like our hard experiences shape us, they mold us. And sometimes it doesn't happen for certain people in that kind of way, but it affects somebody else in a way that makes them stronger. And I don't mean strong in a way of suppressing things, but strong in a way of overcoming things and taking power back for yourself in a way that nothing but that experience could have done for you. So sorry if that got a little too abstract there, but essentially, I've seen so many times that life is this really amazing teacher, and this thing that I can trust at the end of the day. So whenever I have these moments of like self-doubt, and yeah, self-doubt, I'm actually like, hold on, you're not doubting yourself right now. You're doubting life. And you are where you are, and that is that. And you are doing what you can, and you're not just wasting time, and you're not just, I don't even like to use the word wasting time. It's just like, wherever you are is where you're meant to be. And I think some people would challenge that and say, well, if you're doing nothing, you're going to stay there forever and nothing is going to come out of you, your existence. And yeah, that's one way to look at it, but I think people who beat themselves up for being in a rough patch of their life, like, that's not the same thing as laziness. And for me, even laziness, I really don't enjoy that. Like, I don't use that word to describe people, because there's always a reason, it seems to be, for people's laziness. And I think, or the quality of laziness in somebody's life, or if we consider someone to be that, it's like maybe they weren't raised to work hard, or they have something that they're struggling with, and it affects their mental health. And, you know, like, of course it might not be an excuse, but it's a reason. And for me, that just kind of matters more than labeling somebody as lazy. So I really try not to do that. But I think my point is, somebody who's struggling with a rough patch of their life is, it's not lazy. You're going through something and you're on survival mode, and it's unfair to degrade your experience and to degrade this whole idea of even being on survival mode as like laziness, because sometimes all you have the energy to do is just make it through the day. It's not going to be the most productive, most like amazing, you know, day with all your like fancy routines and fancy whatevers. It's just you are making it through the day. And I feel like we kind of have to accept that we're in those rough patches sometimes, and we have to be honest with ourselves and say that we are in this rough patch of our life and that we are on survival mode, and accept that we are there. I think it's very hard sometimes to accept where we are when it's not in a good place, like when we're not in a good place. And I'm gonna say that one more time. It's hard not to accept, sorry, I messed her up. It's hard to accept where we are if we're not in a good place. It's hard to give ourselves compassion, right? And I completely get that, but I also think it's messed up. You know, it's this social conditioning almost of that's being perpetuated, that everybody's got their shit together, which they certainly do not. They certainly do not. Everybody is human, you know. We are kind of used to seeing people as people and not human. And I always try and emphasize that within myself, that, you know, we have to let ourselves be human sometimes, and we have to let ourselves have those dips, and we're also gonna enjoy those peak moments. But when we dip and we kind of fall, and we fall out of our routine, or we fall out of balance, it's actually part of being in balance in the greater scheme of things, because really we're all just like looking at this like micro perspective of our lives, just like in this day. But if you zoom out to like years, right? I've had probably the worst patch of my life in the last 2 to 3 years, or even you could say 4 years. But if I compare myself to before and after, I am unrecognizable to myself. And I feel like I've only allowed myself to heal after admitting that I was in a rough patch and that I'm not gonna be at my peak performance, you know. And I think that self-compassion of accepting where we are in our life in the low moments is just as applicable then as it is in everyday moments when you have twinges of self-doubt. You know, maybe it's not like an entire like depression, but it's just like anxiety that goes in and out, you know, insecurity that goes in and out, just twinges of self-doubt, and you can feel the ground kind of shaking, but there hasn't been an earthquake, right? And I feel like self-compassion in small moments to me now just kind of looks like affirming my faith to life. Sorry, I was just rubbing my eye. But like affirming my faith to life. And I think some people will also affirm their faith to God or the universe or whatever, you know, word you want to use for that. Or if you even have a word, right? You're like, I just think for me, faith is that thing that grounds me. Sometimes people feel grounded in themselves, like whatever works for you. I think for me, it's just trusting in this macro view of life where I am going to be okay, and I need this experience right now to shape me into who I am 1 year later. And things are all happening as they should be. Like if we look in nature, that's just kind of my inspiration for this. It's like the bud blossoms to the flower. You know, how does the embryo become the fetus, right? It's like nature just carries this out and it's perfect. Most of the time. I just want to emphasize that. But I wish I didn't have to, because it kind of deters from my point, which I'm trying to say is like, we are part of nature too. And we often forget that. And so why can't we recognize more that the same force that takes care of nature also governs our lives, right? I don't even know if you can call that my spiritual beliefs or my religious beliefs. It doesn't feel like religious. I'm gonna cross that one out because I'm not really connecting this point to any religion. Maybe it's a spiritual belief, but I feel like it's a very practical one for me because it grounds me in where I am right now, in a stable way, in a pleasant way. I don't feel unsettled, you know, like this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be making this podcast. I'm supposed to be talking about this thing. I do think that's all I want to say though for today. I don't want to ramble. I think I already like explained this enough, you know. So I'm going to leave you guys with that thought. And yeah, thank you for listening. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Hopefully I talk to you soon. Bye. Bye-bye.